in San Francisco as they show cops dressing up an inflatable chicken costume to catch speeding drivers. Yeah. Yeah. My question is, if they're going to try to catch speeding drivers, shouldn't they dress up as Roadrunner? And as the driver, what he's doing is he's not actually trying to catch speeding drivers. He's trying to catch drivers who go through the zebra crossing while the chicken is trying to cross the road to the other side. Quite frankly, if I saw that guy on the side of the road, I would not think that he was even necessarily trying to get to the other side. He looks like somebody who's all dressed up in a stupid costume in order to sell something. Except he's not really selling anything. He's handing out tickets, massive amounts of tickets. Whenever they do this, they hand out between $12,000 and $16,000 worth of stuff. 30 to 40 citations, up to $400. So, okay. So, real take. You see, in a city where violent crime is exploding, where crime in general is exploding, where big box retailers who are funded by Wall Street can't even stay open because of all the shoplifting, the cops are chickening out. They're going to give people tickets for these zebra crossings. And look, the zebra crossings, the government ought to be fined for setting up zebra crossings. I think they're very dangerous.
I don't even think San Francisco has any zebras.
Travis said he doesn't even think San Francisco has any zebras. Your mic is way down, though. Yeah, it's they don't have any sense, do they? But when you set up these zebra crossings, it gives pedestrians a false sense of protection, right? Many of them would just, got a zebra crossing, I'm just going to walk through the street. It's up to the cars to stop, right? Well, you've got the right of way, but you may wind up being dead right. And a lot of people are just looking at their phones, just going to step right out into the street. All right, they have these things all over the place in Gatlinburg. But Gatlinburg, when you're going right down downtown Gatlinburg, Tennessee, it's really like a street fair. And, nobody drives fast there. And everybody, the sidewalks are packed and people will step up. But you got to really watch out. Even if you're driving along like 10 miles an hour, you never know. Somebody's just going to walk up there and just step right into the street because, hey, it's a zebra crossing. I'm fine. These things are a bad idea, an accident waiting to happen. But again, these cops don't care about crime. They only care about ripping people off with these fines that are out there. So again, they're going to get 30 to 40 citations, up to $400 a piece. And we're looking at $12,000, $16,000 in a day. Good job. Let's do that again. And they've done it over and over again. After the police performed this exercise at the same crosswalk previously, somebody with a sense of humor put up a chicken crossing sign nearby. So all this is happening while homicides in San Francisco have gone up by 83%, nearly double. Overall, violent crime went up 4%. Nonviolent crime like shoplifting is shutting down major big box stores. But this is what I showed this yesterday, and this is what really concerns me, because this is what is coming. The cops walking, once they get us out of our cars, finally, this is a big dream, nobody owning cars. Once they get us out of their cars, they're just going to come up to people and say, your identity papers, please. Yeah. Like occupied France or something. Open up your phone. I need to be able to see into your phone. Let me look, see if you got anything in there that I could be offended by. If I'm offended by anything in there, I'll call that hate speech. And in Ireland, you can go to jail just for having this something that somebody else put up on your phone that they find hateful. Now, if you post it, you go to jail for 5 years. If they find it on your phone, a year. If you refuse to open up your phone and let these tyrants scroll through your personal effects, well, that's a 5,000-pound fine in Ireland. Yeah, it never ends, does it? They will always have time to come after the people who aren't doing anything, to find a crime, while they ignore the actual crimes that are being committed out there. So, we're protected against that type of thing. That's happening in the UK, right? We would never have that here in America because we got the Fourth Amendment that protects the people's right to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects without a specific warrant, talking about crime, specifically mentioning the things and the places and the reasons where you're looking and so forth. Yeah, we got the Fourth Amendment, so we don't have to worry about that. Well, the Fourth Amendment doesn't apply. And the Supreme Court, even under supposedly conservative and textual-based literalist Scalia, said no. You know, he made the argument Fourth Amendment doesn't apply with the TSA. Well, if it doesn't apply with the TSA, they're going to find exceptions everywhere as they look at it. Well, you've got a cash-strapped zoo in the European Union. As a matter of fact, it is in it's in Norway. I'm sorry, Finland. Their largest zoo is going to have to return the Chinese pandas. I wonder if they'd accept some cops dressed as chickens in return. Because the pandas must be really expensive. You know, they just eat, they got a very selective diet. They're into greens, primarily bamboo, I guess. And remember, it was back in May that we showed this Chinese zoo. I mean, even the Chinese can't afford to keep pandas and bamboo, feeding them and all the rest of the stuff. Because back in May, we had these chow chow dogs that the zoo had painted up to look like pandas. Everybody knows they're not pandas, and people are laughing about the fact that they're not pandas. But of course, you know, the dogs are kind of cute, and we'll just go along with a fantasy. Yeah, we do that all the time, don't we? We just play along with a fantasy. So I don't know what the deal is with the pandas, why they are so expensive. I do know that they have a 15-year lease with China. The zoo pays an annual fee to China of about $1.1 million. Oh, okay. So there's that. Plus the cost of bamboo. So I guess these pandas have turned into something of a white elephant for the zoo there. The largest privately owned zoo got these pandas back in January of 2018, 9 months after Xi Jinping visited the country and signed a joint agreement of protection for the animals. So they're going to, I guess, Finland wants to protect pandas, but they don't have any. Okay. Oh, I'll loan you some pandas for $1 million a year so you can protect them. I thought it was kind of funny. The name of the zoo is the Atari Zoo. It's like the video game, except it's spelled A-H-T-A-R-I. I imagine it's still pronounced Atari. They've had financial difficulties because of lockdowns. And the lockdowns, they said, have changed people's patterns. They don't go to the zoo. I guess maybe they don't like to be reminded that they themselves were locked up, you know. Yeah, they locked us up like zoo animals. I don't think I want to go to the zoo anymore. maybe they have a new empathy for the animals that are locked up, since they were treated like animals by their government, just like our government under Trump treated us like animals.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to the David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.